The law of love. Our scripture lesson today from John's Gospel comes to us during this Lenten season. It's about God's covenant, about the law. The covenant that God had between all of us, between you and I. This covenant history is rich. It's a very rich one, and we explore during this time of year. It culminates all together, and it comes together in the law of love. Even after Jesus' resurrection, you and I never fulfill all that we need to do for our part of that covenant promise. It tells us in the Scriptures that we don't quite do everything we're supposed to do. Jesus kept His part through His Father God, and He died so that we could have life eternal. But we in turn do not do what we are supposed to do. We do not make up our part. You and I are caught up in the rules of life. We get overly invested in trying to make the covenant work through human effort all alone. We forget the spirit of love in which God offers this covenant to us. Even the best of Christians seldom can claim to live by the law of love constantly and consistently. We just can't do it because we've got too much of the world. We don't have enough of the love of Christ in us. And so John's Gospel, which warns us of the evil and darkness of false belief or arrogant unbelief, would seem to condemn. All of us are sinful, it says. People condemn because of a love for the darkness instead of the light. That's a question, is it? Our scripture today from John's Gospel tells us no. No, we are not all. It offers us the most beloved hope in the passages that we read in John's Gospel, the third chapter. And I'm going to read them 17 first and then 16. It says, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through Him. For God so loved this world, you and I, that He gave His only Son, so that you and I, everybody who believes in Him, may not perish but have eternal life. You see, the great news of the Christian covenant is God's refusal to give up on you and I. He doesn't give up on us. Never has, never will. It's us that gives up on Him from time to time. You see, He never gives up on us. And that, my friends, is the story of grace. It's God's grace. The scripture passages teach us that God has ultimately decided that there is only one rule in this covenant with humanity. God must obey the law of love. Our scripture passage today reminds Christians during this Lenten season and always that God's light is mightier than any darkness. God's light came into the world to take away the darkness. It is mightier than any darkness we have ever been a part of. God's grace is sufficient to cover any and all of our imperfections, and we have a plenty of them. You see, God's powerful love is stronger than any death. We know when we lose a loved one that we feel like our world has stopped, our world has ended. But God's powerful love, God's sufficient grace, is always there to overcome that darkness, to be stronger than that death, because we know in this life, when we leave this life, that one day we will see them again. But John does not let us forget that such grace and light and love are facing real forces of evil in this world. He wants us to know that, yes, there's things out there. Yes, there are dark places. Yes, there are evil people. There are things in this world that are not good. The forces of sin and darkness and death are genuine. They are powerful. And you and I have the ability to align ourselves with these forces. When we do so, we become the evil who hate the light because of our fear of our deeds may be exposed. You see, the call for you and I today as Lenten disciples with Christian tradition of the Lenten studies and sacrificial living, it helps you and I to remember to be among those who do what is true, that we might come to the light. so that it may be clearly seen that our deeds have been done in God. That's verse 20. When they see that our deeds have been done in God. You see, such deeds are not done because we are mighty. No, they're not. They're not done because we are mighty ones, but because we have put our faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Such truth is not the result of perfect living, but rather trust and hope in God's promise of eternal life in Jesus Christ. There's no such thing as perfect living. We can't do it. We can strive for to be the best we can, but we can't reach it. But God is there to help us. A life of love and grace that begins now and goes into eternity. Such a life is worthy of God's calling. Such a life is an honor to Christ's sacrifice. Such a life is a joy to the Holy Spirit's presence. You see, in living the life of faith, in trusting Christ's gift by giving our belief and hope to God, you and I become lovers of the light, lovers of God, lovers of the one who will always love us. In this new covenant through Christ Jesus, God has placed a trust in humanity, a hope and a belief that we will come to the light, and the light, and that that light will shun the darkness. That you and I will come to the light, and that that light will shun the darkness. God hopes again for our repentance, our return to the true light. This hope is God's covenant with you and with me. This is God's promise to always abide by the law of love. We have lots of choices to make each and every day. Things to do, places to go, people to see. What we choose to do and what we choose not to do. Sometimes we are about our business out and about doing things, and all of a sudden maybe we have a plan to do something and something stops us. Something tells us maybe we need to stop here and check on somebody, or maybe we need to go visit them. You know, it's always good to heed God's love and God's warnings, because you never know what's going to happen. You never know what is there. And God gives us little glimpses to let us know to take time to sometimes to get off of our schedule and to do something a little differently. You see, God's love came into the world in the form of a baby. And He lived this life, and He cared, and He shared, and He grew up and had a wonderful time. He was a young man. We don't know much about Jesus from the time that He was 12 years old in the temple until in His 30s, whenever He was teaching and preaching. And all of a sudden, the end was happening. But you know, you think about what could have happened. I'm sure that he was a little boy like most little boys. He probably got in trouble. He probably did things that he shouldn't have done. But he was still a good person. He was God's son. He was God's son. He was fully human and fully divine. And he lived on this earth to give us that example, to give everybody to know that God's son was both. The only person, the only being that's ever been fully human and fully divine. But he had in him things that were not always good as a kid, maybe. It shows him from as a baby, and then all of a sudden he's in the temple. We don't know how he behaved as a toddler. I'm sure he was a mess. But all of a sudden, we see this man living a life in his early 30s, going around preaching and teaching, gathering disciples, preparing them for what is to come. Preparing you and I as the ones who listen to it and read it years later, what it is that He wants us to do, how we are supposed to live our life, that He is the one true light that has come into this world so that we can have life and have it eternal. It's the law of love. It's a covenant between God and us. He gave us His Son so in turn we can have life and have it eternal. And all we have to do is try our very best to do the best we can each and every day to live that life. So God's promise to always abide with you and I is the law of love. Let us pray.